Check to see that you're completely back in your physical outline by bringing your awareness down into the soles of your feet. Just notice the sensation there. Bring your awareness into your lower belly, feeling your breath expanding and contracting. Bring your awareness to the palms of your hands and your fingertips. Notice the warmth in the palms of your hands. Bring your awareness to the crown of your head. And notice the ambient temperature in the room that you're in right now. Bringing yourself fully into the present moment. And now, go ahead and take out your journal. Take some time to write about your journey. Remember not to interpret or analyze your journey. Just write what you remember were the sensations, the images, the impressions, physical impressions in your body, visual images, if there were any auditory components to your journey, write about those. If you found your power animal in this first try, then it's important to create some kind of a ritual or a ceremony to acknowledge that you have been given this gift of having this new ally in your world. This is a way of welcoming your power animal and expressing your gratitude to him or her. So I suggest that you create an altar with items on it that symbolize your power animal's gifts to you, as much as you know them at this time. You can also find a photo or a drawing. You can download a photo from the internet of your animal and place that in the altar. You can talk to your power animal through this concretization of your experience of him or her in non-ordinary reality. This altar that you've made is a way of creating a bridge between ordinary and non-ordinary reality. It's a way of creating a bridge between your unconscious self and your conscious self that was able to be present in the journey. You can offer ceremonial tobacco. You can make prayers and ask your power animal to assist you in making contact with source energy or the spirit of the universe. So in other words, you're not making your power animal into a god or into universal source energy. Rather, your power animal is a local representative of those larger life-giving energies that we call God or source or the universe. So you can offer a pinch of ceremonial tobacco to make a prayer and ask your power animal to help you. You could offer a poem, write a poem. You could sing a song. Anything that is your way of acknowledging that you've been given a beautiful gift. Another important piece of follow-up in acknowledging and receiving the gifts and presence of your power animal is to open your hands with your palms facing upward and to ask for the spirit of your power animal to fill your open palms with his or her light, with his or her energy. Let yourself be in a receptive mode, letting yourself really take some deep breaths into your lower belly until you feel that the palms of your hands are being gently filled and they feel pleasantly weighted with the presence of your power animal's spirit. When you feel that presence in the palms of your hands, go ahead and scoop that energy up and bring it towards your chest and press your hands into your heart center and breathe deeply. And in this way, you are integrating your power animal into your body, into your psyche and spirit. And most importantly, integrating his or her presence into your energetic infrastructures. If it's your experience that you did not meet your power animal, or you weren't sure that the animal you met was your power animal, do this journey again. The main thing is to be patient and to be gentle with yourself, and to know that sometimes our greatest gifts, the greatest blessings, come to us when we have an attitude of gentleness and of surrender. So let yourself really relax into a place of trust and innocence when you journey again to meet your power animal. It might take a couple of times. And each time, remember to journal to acknowledge what you did experience. Finally, one of the great gifts of becoming relaxed and fluent with the journey technique is that you are deepening your relationship with your own inner world, with your own inner self. Remember that the shamanic journey technique is ultimately a relational model of healing. It is about creating and deepening relationship with ourselves and with our helping spirits. And by having access to a direct experience of spirit, we become filled in, we become healed in a certain aspect of our own humanness. Our self-concept begins to expand beyond thinking that we're just our bodies or just our minds. This is a practice that honors the hugeness of who we are as human beings and honors our capacity for being in deeper relationship with our own naturalness, with our own wilderness inside ourselves, and therefore we're able to be in better relationship with the natural world around us. To me, that is a very vital consideration at this time on the planet, that we come into better and more beautiful relationship with our natural world. So take some time, explore this new technique, explore this new relationship with your power animal, and enjoy these journeys. I send to you my love, my blessings, and my warm wishes for your healing journeys. May they bring you a sense of delight, a sense of peace, and a sense of exploration and adventure.